So look, man, I went into a partnership. I went into a partnership yesterday with the guys over at the Marino Fish and Sons. Marino and Sons Fish.
Really?
Yeah, I walk in there yesterday. They're like, what's going on? I said, well, I'm moving back to L.A. And they're like, you know, you should just play the lottery. Play the King Kong jackpot, $50 million. And I'm like, really, $50 million? And I'm not one to play the lottery. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'll go buy a ticket. And they're like, why don't we go? We'll go in partnership. And now all of a sudden, I'm like, what does that mean? And they're like, give me $3. So here I am at the fish counter, and I'm giving $3. They're giving $3. So now I'm into these guys for, like, we're in it together for
hey,
$10.
For you.
$10. It was $10 for 10 picks that are usually $2 a pop, $50 million now. Now I'm in this awkward situation where what if I win? I got to go to the Marino Brothers, huh? And yeah. ask for my money.
Yeah, but what happens if they win? You think they're going to know you?
But that's we're all in the same thing.
That's exactly
and
the
I
point.
Said, well, that's what I said to him. I said, well, what if you win? How can I trust you? And he takes the ticket out. He had written all our names on the top of it, and he put it in the drawer under the register. He's like, I got it right here. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's good enough.
So yeah. How does it get split? Three ways or two ways?
Okay. Yeah.
So do you get 25?
Oh, no,
million?
I can't do this.
See, that's the problem because there's two of them. So now you're going to have to divide it three ways, which is actually inequitable because you split the ticket.
Well, man. Well, here's what I did. Thank God. I protected myself. I went and bought my own ticket as well. But wait, I don't even know what that means. What kind of thinking is that? It's like, you know what, those guys, we did a good thing, and it's going to be fun if we win, and we'll see how that divvies up, and I'm going to keep my back and go get my own ticket with different numbers on it, huh? That's thinking. See, I got it all figured out there.
You're definitely your father's son.
And my father. The guy called me miserable. He's like, what's the matter, Dad? I just can't believe I didn't win the lottery.
Uh-oh.
Really can't believe it. Yeah, the system, huh? It didn't work out for you. I'll tell you. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't usually play the lottery, but given that, wouldn't it be great though? I mean, I can understand why people hinge their beliefs on that. You know, even if you're not a religious person, I mean, there's something about that. That there's something about the possibility of winning $50 million. That the idea that's like all it takes is $2. But that's how you get hooked. There are some dudes that spend like $400-500 a week. Man,
oh, I know.
If not more, it's like Vegas.
All you need is a dollar and a dream. That used to be their slogan.